We asked Maureen to give her reaction.
Gornick and I are in agreement that the person who writes the autobiography is not the same as the person who lives the life, and that memoirs are works of literature. I said so last Tuesday. Where we disagree is on the issue of responsibility, specifically the responsibility a seemingly conventional memoir like hers has to its readers. Each and every autobiography instructs its readers on how to read it. Many famous autobiographies, like Mary McCarthy's Memories of a Catholic Girlhood and Gertrude Stein's Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas, intermingle fact and fiction, condense scenes, play with chronology, or otherwise acknowledge the indeterminacy of absolute truth that thinkers from Freud to Foucault have taught us is a defining condition of modernity. These autobiographies are explicit about their indirect efforts to capture experience on the page. Other autobiographies include a prefatory note stating that some scenes or characters have been fictionalized. But when the writer of a memoir or an autobiography doesn't provide one of these ambivalent signals, readers tend to take her at her word. They assume she's forged her art out of a good faith accounting of her life, as she honestly understood and remembered it. Yes, what the writer makes of what happened, as Gornick says, will determine a work's power as art. Thus, even a memoir found to be wholly fictitious can stand as an artistic creation. But the truth, always imperfectly evoked, attaches readers to other lives actually lived across barriers of time and space, race and gender, and attaches the writer to the genre's ancestral origins in Augustine's and Rousseau's outsized efforts to, however impossibly, wholly know themselves. In its steely unattainability, the truth demands either an acknowledgement from the autobiographer that it will be playfully deconstructed, or a utopian determination to get it right, even if, inevitably, it turns out to be somewhat wrong. It adds insult to injury to be told by the autobiographer in question that in accepting the conventional autobiographical contract, that the writer is indeed trying to write the truth, you, as a reader, are a dope.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.